Abe, the administrative supplies, lead for your pencil.
Oh, sorry, what?
It's a marketing thing. How can I help?
Oh, well, actually, I think I've got the wrong number. You're not Abernathy's Preternatural Solutions?
Incorporated. Abe, this one's for you.
Oh, right, thanks.
Another bloody rube for you.
It's quite enough of that.
Here you are.
Greetings, Inquirer. How may I raise your spirits?
Cubed by Distinctly Average Radio. Inspired by true events with the voices of Joseph Albanese, Joe Askew, Beth Brown, Chloe Cooper, Rhianna Morgan, and Tom Pullen.
We first met in the train station cafe. A freelance copywriter, a self-proclaimed medium, and the woman who'd discovered the cube.
Before this fellowship is finalized, there are certain formalities we must first complete. Prerequisites to my engagement.
Oh yeah, fire away.
I'll begin with the small matter of my advertised fee.
£5.
Indeed. Of course, this only secures my time and talents. Separate compensation must also be arranged for incidental expenses and other exceptional costs.
Oh, yeah, right. Such as?
My train fare, consumables and subsistence.
Full English?
That would be hill, my good lady.
Fried bread and extra black pudding? Anything else, dear?
I couldn't trouble you for any brown sauce, could I?
No, not at all. I'll be right back.
I suppose it's all fair enough.
Remarkably fair, actually. Any cognizant browser would be able to find these terms clearly displayed on the agency platform page.
Fiverr, you mean?
You are with us, Lem. I wasn't sure if you'd sat down out of confusion. Or a bout of seasonal madness, perhaps.
What?
This is Fiona. She's a copywriter.
And blogger. Not to forget videographer, too. I'm here to record our adventure. I don't mean to brag, but my readership is pretty sizable. I've even had a few articles published in the local newspaper. Well, parish newsletter.
Yeah, she's from Fiverr too.
I see. I raise then my second request, that I am awarded your complete and unwavering faith at all times. The work of the medium is difficult enough without the additional burden of distrust. I find your desire to document this engagement troublesome. If this serves to be symptomatic of doubt on your part, it is best we end this charade now. A house built on poor foundations is destined to crumble, and I shan't allow my palace to be erected on a quagmire of mistrust.
Well, I assure you, Mr. Abernathy, I'm just as impartial as my profile claims. I chronicle the truth observed with my own eyes and ask a lot of questions.
How noble. See ghosts, can you?
Occasionally, on TV.
Irregardless, I would demand sight of any scribblings before they are published.
How's that sound to you?
Acceptable, I suppose.
As I knew it would be. How say you then, Lindsay, to these terms of mine?
All right with me. I do have a few questions of my own, though. Do you have any references?
References? References? Ever heard of paranormal home inspectors?
Oh, I can't say I have.
Nor me, to be honest.
Well, I've seen it all. I've the DVDs, too, signed.
Right.
In fact, I've seen just about every spiritually themed, supernaturally based televisual show broadcast in the English language, as well as a fair few in Latin. I'll get just about any reference you throw out.
Oh, right, that's great. How about credentials then? Your profile was strangely devoid of reviews. Although, to be honest, Abe's administrative supplies has a pretty impressive Yelp.
Bit of a work in progress, that. I'm in the business of exercising the restless dead. To my misfortune, they rarely have time to leave reviews. Be safe in the knowledge that my ability is well regarded and the span of my influence immense. I try to remain humble, and so, pardon my pride, but I'm actually the mind behind the oft-vaunted Spirit Levelers podcast and community forums. No doubt you're well familiar. 10 years and 7 glorious episodes. I can pass on a link if you like.
Altar.
I used to have a regular feature on the One Eye on the Void forecasts too, but I think they just found my presence intimidating. Understandable, I suppose.
Oh, of course, yeah.
If my responses are satisfactory to you, shall we get this hearse on the road? To which of these foul spirits shall I direct my energies?
You are? Oh, sorry, the job's actually back at my place. This was just neutral ground to meet at, really.
Ah, I see. I won't lie, that's quite a relief. The souls that inhabit this on-platform cafe are considerable.
Good grief!
I would encourage you to revisit your choice of neutral ground in future.
Point taken. In any case, we can take Mark AA.
I must insist, Shotgun. But first, we'll need to drop into left luggage to collect my equipment. You will cover the fee, of course.
Of course.
Abernathy's equipment turned out to be a swollen suitcase which joined me in the back of Lindsay's KA. As we navigated Midlands traffic, Abernathy interrogated his client on the properties of the cube he'd been hired to exercise. The list of queries seemed endless. The thing's weight, taste, perceived wetness, and reaction to synthetic fabrics were probed before the mystic's questioning turned instead to the qualities of our destination. It soon became clear that Lindsay's home, a humble new build on a modern estate, appeared to be without spectral merit. No amount of answers seemed to satisfy Abernathy, however, whose inquisition continued all the way to Lindsay's front door.
Now, as far as I know, the land was owned by an old car dealership. It went under. I mean, it's perfectly possible, I suppose, that it could have been some kind of burial site prior to that.
Unlikely. The voices beyond the void. They harbour great disdain for the automobile industry. They would have made themselves apparent long before now.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's the pollution, you see. Very environmentally conscious, the dead.
Are we shoes on or off?
Off, if that's okay.
As you say, easier to attune this way, in any case. And you've never had any seepage from the walls at all? Slime, funny mould, general ooze?
Oh, not that I've noticed.
Interesting.
It's upstairs. Follow me. What am I doing? Nobody wants a tea, do they?
That's quite all right. I'll be fine.
Me too.
All right. Sorry, just manners and all that. It's just in here.
That's it then. Underneath the tea towel.
Lords, not moist, is it?
Well, certainly recently used.
This is worse than I thought. At least it's cotton. Linen might have absorbed the cube's dark magics.
Stain, does it?
You could say that. Pass hither mine luggage.
Rightio.
From here on, you must follow my every command. Is that agreed?
Oh, if you say so. It's not going to be dangerous, is it? I've got some marigolds we could wear downstairs.
There is no need. We've protection enough in this case. Fiona, what pencil grading are you using?
2H, I think.
In that case, take this. A 2B is much more suitable for writing.
Oh, thanks.
That's no problem at all. Never forget the value of quality stationery. Now please, put these on.
Robes?
Vestments. An alb, to be precise.
What about you?
My cassock, of course.
This is a bit priesty, isn't it?
Haven't you seen The Exorcist?
Like the film?
Yes, the film. Very similar work, that of the priest and the medium. What does a priest do if not commune with the dead? Jesus, famously dead.
Well, yeah, but also notorious for rising again.
2,000 years ago, Lindsay, do you really think he's still knocking around now? Recount again how you came across the cube.
Right, well, it was in the garden. I'd been having a bit of trouble with the septic tank leaking. Also, I thought, as the ground was all sodden, and there was this horrific stench.
Describe it for me.
Well, it was like death, or rancid crab paste.
I see.
Only when the contractor came down, he couldn't find anything wrong. I was digging a ditch to try and fix the water logging when I found it. I thought it was a Rubik's Cube at first. Only when I looked closer, did I notice all these weird symbols, like. And that's when I recognised it.
Recognised it?
It was Sanskrit, wasn't it? The liturgical language of Hinduism, displaying yantra diagrams as guidance for worship.
Studied it in school, did you?
I'd seen an article of someone finding one down the road. Must be quite common.
I recall the article. I fear this cube may not be so benign, Lindsay.
Nah, me neither. That's why I looked you up. I've been having these weird dreams ever since I found it. Like black planets and swirling voids kind of thing. A rotten apple, the circumference of the Grand Canyon. Also, when I tried to rinse it off in the sink, it made this sound like a molested duck and flew out my hands. Punched a hole right through the drywall, it did.
You're right to be concerned. There is a sinister nature to this cube.
In what way?
Worship is only as good as the thing being worshipped. This cube is clearly designed to aid in the celebration of some very foul god indeed. And I fear some part of that energy now lives within the cube.
Gosh, how can you tell?
Years of training and a finely honed third eye. That particular diagram with the two men and a pointed stick is a bit of a giveaway too.
Ow. Ew.
Enough dallying. We must confront the spirit residing within. To do so, we'll need to prepare the room. Foul or not, we'll need to tease the entity out. Fortunately, I've just sticks to hand. Take these and light them. As many as you can hold. I'll arrange the candles.
What's the scent supposed to be?
Just the basic environmental adjuncts. Cedar, lavender, sweetgrass, and bubblegum. Marvellous. Gather now around the cube in silence.
Nice ambiance.
Silence. And it's a Binto recording, a regional variation of East Asian Sintoism.
How regional?
Black Country, Wolverhampton specifically. Now, still yourselves and allow these divine elements to take hold.
Is this it?
Trust, Lindsay, as per my terms. You're interfering with a powerful collision of otherworldly energies.
Ooh, energies?
Ooh,
Right.
Yes, yes.
Abernathy.
Abernathy, what's happening? The wall's shaking.
It's more than shaking. Not that wall too.
A doorway.
Looks more like a hole in my bloody wall to me.
If it's a doorway, where is its doorway to?
The world beyond. That which sits adjacent to this reality. And that which is contained within the cube.
Ah, fair enough. We're going through. Is it safe?
Perhaps.
Perhaps that's not very reassuring.
Mysterious place, the great beyond. Anything could happen, really. All right, follow me and bring the joss sticks.
All right, and what about the candles?
Oh. Leave them be. Their blessings may help us on the other side.
Oh, Lord.
No time for God. In you come.
The doorway, as Abernathy described it, was little more than a narrow scar in the wall which opened into a dark passage. What light the joss sticks provided, or bled in from Lindsay's spare room behind us, lent a faint gloom to navigate by, revealing strange illustrations on the walls surrounding us. In the same almost hieroglyphic style as the cube, figures were depicted in various states of minor distress. In one, an ancient figure appeared to stub their toe on the base of an equally ancient ottoman, while in another, a smaller figure looked down at what appeared to be a dropped ice cream, an empty cone or closest historical analogue clutched in a tiny fist. As we progressed, light became ever fainter, and soon enough we could not see our own hands, let alone the illustrations around us. Any hope of the passage ending became increasingly remote.
Fascinating. A curtain.
A curtain?
Our destination?
Great. Pitch black too.
Nonsense. With the joss sticks, it's practically daylight. We'll need to go this way.
Abernathy, you pillock.
Apologies. My foul, that.
Plebeians. Unwashed. Godless. This is how you were ushered before me today. Children unaware that they are lost.
Rather frank.
But you can be saved. Gifted purpose.
Is this typical?
Afraid so.
What are you?
So naive. I am your lord. The Dank Prince.
Flange.
Wait. Which one of you said that? Hold on. Where's the lights?
Which one of you meat sacks knows my name?
'Twas I, demon. Your story is no secret to me. The twisted sprite, Flange, who stalked Eden at the birth of sin. The serpent may have tempted Eve to bite of knowledge's apple, but they were not alone. It was you who, in your malice, made sure the fruit was ever so slightly underripe. And so you earned your name.
The god of mild disappointment, if you're nasty.
Your cheap tricks will find no worshippers here. I am learned in the ways of your kin.
A bloody cunning man. I thought I could smell bubblegum. Thought you'd show your friends a bit of the other side to impress them. Bit of a rough and tumble beyond the veil. Your kind just don't got no respect. You ain't no better than a tourist.
Show your face, foul creature. We're not afraid.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I'm coming down.
Oh, flipping Christ!
Hey, watch it, kid. Don't go mentioning that name in here.
So many nostrils.
You're no looker yourself. What are you lifers doing in my domain?
Well, actually, you're in my house. Technically. On the grand scale. If you really look into it.
What?
Your domain resides in the domicile of this mortal. We task thee to leave immediately.
Sounds very reasonable.
Really?
Course it don't. What does yours truly get out of this? A whole hunk of nothing, that's what. You lifers are all the same. Cast Satan down under our feet and Volusius quam asparagi coquantor. Soon as you get a sniff of the other world, you want quit of it. Lickety split. What about the dang Prince Flange, eh? What do I get?
Nothing, I guess.
Congrats, kid. You guessed right. Well, old Flangey ain't going nowhere until he gets what he wants. You hear?
We shall not bend to your will. Be cast back, Dark One.
Look, I'm not talking big here. All I want is dozen, maybe two dozen, human thralls and an acre of land. I don't want nothing fancy, just as long as it's well clear of running water.
That's small, is it?
Minuscule. All I want is my own little ziggurat, a pimpin' temple and a couple of shops. Maybe a gym. I haven't decided yet.
Desecration? Sacrilege!
I know, right? The zealots will love it.
Mercia will not be rendered a nest for your dark machinations, creature.
Mercia? We're in Mercia? Actually, in that case, I take that all back. Mine, Dark Will, is one economy ticket to... Say, do you smell toast?
These games will not fool... Actually, I'll bite. How does a dark...
Dank...
prince know what toast smells like?
Oh, it is getting a bit warm in here.
Magic man, is this one of your tricks? Make the dank prince panicky to amuse your transient friends?
Perhaps.
Perhaps? What do you mean, perhaps?
Your carpet was awfully plush, and we had lit an awful lot of candles.
Oh, Christ, if my spare room is on fire.
Fire? I heard that. What's that about fire? Don't go tossing the F word around like that.
There is a risk of a minor controlled inferno in the space surrounding the cube.
Oh dear.
Fire? You seek to end me? To destroy this vessel? My home? This is the final insult. You leave me no choice, mortal, but to...
Disappoint us. Mildly?
There's a reason demons hate humans, you know.
Oh no! My house! My bloody house!
I might suggest we mourn it from outside.
What about the cube?
Leave it! No better exit than a bonfire. Grab the suitcase, mine!
Why don't we just burn it to start with?
Makes it harder to sell the cursed object afterwards. And one can't go around incinerating all of life's little problems. Alonzi!
Rise!
We emerge scorched into the early afternoon sun. A freelance copywriter, a self-proclaimed medium, and the woman who'd first discovered the cube. Turned arsonist conquerors of the dank prince Flange. Not bad for £5 work.
I guess this is what insurance is for, eh?
Insurance? Oh, yeah. Good job, Abernathy. Good job.
Your spirit is banished. And Fiona has her story.
You'll leave me a good review, won't you?
You have supped from the cup of Cubed by Distinctly Average Radio, with Joseph Albanese as Abernathy, Beth Brown as Fiona, Chloe Cooper as Lindsay, and Tom Pullen as the dank Prince Flange. Sundry roles were played by Joe Askew and Rihanna Morgan, and art provided by the marvellous Heather Charters. Particular homage is given to those who first believed. Freya Blythe, Jack Docking, Jack Rendell, Katerina Maskova, and Aled John. For more daft audio one-offs and serials, search for Distinctly Average Radio wherever you listen to your podcasts, or visit www.distinctlyaverageradio.co.uk.
Oh, God.
Hi guys, it's Joe.
It's John.
It's Tom.
And we are Boat Club. We do an improvised comedy podcast where we do comedy sketches. So today we're going to bring you a quick sketch on the theme of Cubed. Okay, let's take it away, boys.
Look at this lovely cube that I found. Isn't it nice?
What? It's sucking me in.
Oh no, it's sucking me off.
That's our scene.
Find us on Spotify.
That is comedy.